T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are joined on the line by Mark Remillard, who's been following this wild story of Michael Avenatti yesterday. Mark started with a tweet that he was getting ready for a big news conference, going to drop a Nike bombshell, and then before you know it, he's in handcuffs.
Yeah, about 15 minutes later after that tweet was issued, he was in handcuffs. And this all went down in about a week. Federal prosecutors say that Michael Avenatti approached Nike through an intermediary, essentially to tell them that he was representing a client who was a high school basketball coach that was aware of payments Nike allegedly made to basketball players or their families to curry favor with them. This is all part of an ongoing federal probe into these kinds of payments by athletic companies to amateur athletes. So Avenatti says he has a client who knows of payments, says to Nike that you need to pay my client $1.5 million and you need to hire me to conduct an internal investigation, and he wants tens of millions of dollars to do that investigation. Or federal prosecutors said he gave them a choice. You can pay me $25 million or up to $25 million, and we, quote, ride off into the sunset. Federal prosecutors say that all these conversations were either wiretapped or audio and video recorded, and they took him into custody. Now, interestingly enough as well, and worth mentioning, Michael Avenatti is also facing charges in California in a completely separate case that was also unsealed yesterday, involving the IRS, in which federal prosecutors there say he was involved in wire fraud and bank fraud. So two separate federal cases coming down at the same time against Avenatti. Yesterday, he was released on $300,000 bond and restricted as to where he can travel. Avenatti says that he's looking forward to proving his innocence.
Something tells me, though, he's not going to be running for president anytime soon.
I don't think so, which is amazing because, you know, 9 months ago or 6 months ago, he I believe he went to Iowa and was kind of exploring an early possibility at that. But between the other incidences that he's had, I believe with the allegations of domestic abuse and these other things that had come out before, it seemed that his possibilities of running in 2020 would have been hampered or curtailed by that. But especially now, forget 2020, he's facing decades behind bars in both of these cases. And so right now, he's got much more pressing issues.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for the update. It's Mark Remillard filling us in with more of this Michael Avenatti arrest. Yeah, it's Avenatti 20 years in prison, potentially, is what they're going for.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.